Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Let's get your Saturday morning started right here at Rosie on the House.
Put my name.
Ow.
And I'm the only man I know to blame, but I'm living. I'm happy and I'm free.
What a beautiful morning for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a great morning to saddle up, wouldn't it? Oh,
the horses
man.
Would be ready to go.
You could smell that desert just sitting right there in your bed with your little bedhead thing going on. The radio alarm is off. I'm waking you up. Good morning.
Should we just leave this on loop and go?
Let's get her going, man. Yeah, let's go. Leave this on. We'll get out of here and go saddle up and go for a ride. Yes. Woo, man. Bet you could get a little farther north and even get a little sleet and snow for us. We've got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. First thing I want to talk about is remodeling the White House.
Are you going to do that?
No one's called me. I haven't been. No one's called to consult.
So
but every president, every new family does something to the White House.
Is it mandated?
It's not mandated, but Millard Fillmore put in indoor plumbing.
Do you think they're given like a budget?
I don't think they have a budget. I don't think they have a budget.
If they do, it's huge.
Huge. Air conditioning got put in as they were trying to bring James Garfield back from imminent death from the assassin's bullet.
Mm.
The engineer that installed that air conditioning was actually Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee. How about that?
Wow.
So, Richard Nixon put in a bowling lane.
Somehow I can't picture that.
Bill Clinton put in a hot tub.
Is that a joke?
No, that's not a joke.
Let's just leave it there.
No.
All right, what's next?
That's not a joke. So, we'd like to know what you think the new president is going to do to the White House.
Hmm. Well, based on some pictures I've seen of his own house, I'd have to guess maybe something gold-plated, like a wall or a tub or something. Gold's got to be somewhere.
He kind of likes to gold everything up, doesn't he? Okay. All right, so text your guess to 411-923. What will the new president do to the White House in his remodeling project? We've got special guest here this morning, Mr. Robert Steve, editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. We had to bring him in to tell us why the cover of the last two issues...
It's
Robert,
so different.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, we love having you guys in. Okay, they're listed as both special collector editions,
mm-hmm.
And both a little variation of what we're used to seeing on the cover of Arizona Highways. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, it's those are the first two of 12 that you'll be seeing in 2017. And, you know, it's... a bit of a story. I won't go into the whole thing, but when we were putting together our anniversary issue, our 90th anniversary issue a couple of years ago, and we looked at every page of every issue, and we started thinking about, you know, the magazine's always been great. You are a great supporter and have been reading it a long time, and, you know, some great people that came before me really built this thing, and we're just keeping it going. But, you know, every once in a while in that 90-year history, they would do something that would kind of make you go, wow, or aha. So we got the idea that we wanted to do a year-long series on something we didn't know. So we came up with this idea of doing the Explore Arizona series. So in the course of 2017, we're going to sit down and, you know, we were exploring the Grand Canyon in January, Petrified Forest in February. We have Saguaro National Park coming up in March and on down the line. Literally, I think it was the same day that we talked about this as a staff. We had lunch with one of our contributors from Tucson, who is an artist named Chris Gall. And Chris is a very successful artist. He has done a series of children's books that have been picked up by DreamWorks, and it's there's a show that's distributed, a kids' show, you know. And so he's a very successful artist, but he's a Arizona native, and he says at lunch, we're having lunch at Pane Bianco, and he says, you know, my lifelong dream has been to do a series of kind of vintage travel posters with Arizona highways.
Whoa.
And so we thought, we thought, well, that would look good, you know. And so, and that's the short version of where we're at. You know, again, you're 93 years old and we're looking to do something different. Not the first time we've done artwork on the cover. I mean, we have a long history of, you know, Ted DeGrazia and a whole bunch of great artists that have appeared on our cover. People, of course, are used to seeing, you know, the spectacular photography. And inside, it's the same thing. You know, it's all kinds of great photos.
Inside, you always post the cover from 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've now been here long enough to remember getting those at home. One of the very first things my parents did when we moved here was subscribe to Arizona Highways.
Wow.
And back then, it was CBS, NBC, ABC, and Channel 8, which was horrible back in the 60s.
Yeah.
As an 8-year-old, it was genuinely horrible. I mean, genuinely horrible. So you had those three television stations, and you had Arizona Highway.
Well, that's good company to be in.
Oh, baby.
And we're still here, man.
We used to wait for that magazine to show up in the mailbox every single, and we just pore over it. Mom and Dad would pick the next location we're going as a family, and it was kind of like our family vacation planner. It was our GPS system. It was our navigation system. So I've grown up with Arizona Highways.
Well, we're grateful for your continued support, and you know, and that's really our mission now is really to, you know, promote travel throughout the state, and. You know, we're looking for different ways to do that. If your listeners are not subscribers and you want to know everything to know about Arizona, I think this year will be a good, you know, opportunity to do that, because this issue, month after month, is going to really dig pretty deep.
And the artwork is beautiful.
Yes. Well, thank you.
And you mentioned they're going to be making posters and other things so we can keep those.
Yeah. We've actually had readers suggesting that already. Boy, it'd be great if you could turn these into posters and postcards and things. And that's the plan. We're actually in the design phase on them already. And, you might see them on coffee mugs and whatever. So lots of good Arizona Highways memorabilia there.
Our New Year's Eve show, Jennifer and I challenged each other to what we'd like to do in this next new year. Mm. And she surprised me by saying one of her bucket list projects would be a horseback ride through Petrified.
Really? Well,
I think I said Monument Valley, didn't I?
No, you said Petrified National Forest.
Maybe both.
Yeah. Because we had driven through there after dropping our daughter off at college, and this month's issue is Explore the Petrified Forest.
Yeah, which is one of the oldest national parks in the system, and it doesn't get a lot of traffic compared to, obviously, the Grand Canyon and some other places, but it is a magical place. And just on Thursday, I think it was, there's the Painted Desert in there, which was designed in part by Mary Jane Coulter, who did Desert View Watchtower and a lot of things at the South Rim. And so the community around that Painted Desert Inn was just named a National Historic Landmark on Thursday. So big news for the park.
Well, and it was last year you had a hiker through the Painted Desert do a great story.
You are a good reader. I'm impressed.
I mean, he talked about the magic of the silence and the vastness of the sky.
That's a very good recall. Yeah, that was a great story. He did that hike, by the way, barefoot. He backpacked barefooted through there, and he's what we call one of those intrepid explorers. You know, you like to ride on a horse or throw some hiking boots on, like most of us.
Yes,
but that wasn't enough for him. He had to take his shoes off. But.
Well, that was a magical article. It was very, very well written. I really enjoyed reading it.
Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, you bring up a good point about, you know, travel planning and things that Arizona Highways does. You know, we try to inspire travel through a lot of different channels. I mean, sometimes we say go here, eat there, see that, right, and spell it out for you. But sometimes it's inspiring travel through maybe an essay like you read that writer Craig Childs wrote, which it did. I mean, people think of, you know, Petrified Forest as these, you know, old rocks and you know, not as much emotion there as you might get somewhere
else. It's mind-bending to look at those. And what's really charming about it is there aren't a lot of people.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, the Grand Canyon is so wonderful, but it's so full of people.
You share it.
You share it.
That's a great way to
look
at it.
You have to go with a sharing attitude.
Yes, you do, like your mother taught you.
Unless you really want to get remote. Yeah. I mean, there are corners of the Grand Canyon you can be by yourself.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
There's no question about that. And, you know, and then that gets a little dangerous, too. You know, people, you know, that's the thing about these national parks. There's no test you have to take to go in there. You still have to have a thinking cap and be smart about where you go and how you do it and have a plan and all the things that you need, because it's easy to get lost in our state.
Well, it's the first of the year, so every year after the holidays, my number one commitment is get in shape for the Memorial Day rim-to-rim hike of the mm-hmm. Grand Canyon. This article you had last month of this guy, I'm happy, Rob. I'm really, really happy when I can go south rim to north rim mm-hmm. in 9 hours.
Yeah.
That's a comfortable pace.
Sure.
Sleep, get up the next morning, come back across in 9 hours. When I hit that pace, I'm tickled to death.
Yeah.
My daughter crosses rim to rim in 6 hours.
Well, that's good. Very good.
Well, how about this monster you wrote about last month?
Yeah, a guy named Rob Krar lives in Flagstaff and for a long time had the record. It was like about 6.5 hours, I think, he went rim to rim to rim, all three distances.
Oh.
And now, that's 42 miles horizontal.
Yeah. And a mile down and then a mile up.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of elevation.
It's 26,000 feet elevation change.
Is that what it is? Wow. Yeah. You know, he's an endurance athlete. These men and
women. No, he's a nut.
Yeah. You know, these men and women who go out and do these 100-mile races and, you know, up in Colorado or wherever it is in Death Valley. And Rob Krar is one of those. And our writer, Kelly Vaughn, had interviewed him and had the story almost completely written. And then some other, to use your word, nut, from Flagstaff broke his record.
That's
and
incredible.
So, and it was fascinating because, you know, like when you watch the Boston Marathon or the Olympics and people break records, it's usually just by a smidge, right?
Right, right, right.
I mean, this guy blew it out by like 30 minutes, I think.
That's huge.
Yeah.
More with Robert Steve, editor of the Arizona Highways, when we get back. If you'd like to talk to Robert or visit with us about an idea for the magazine or a comment about their great work, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.